Praise God.
我们上一次讲到这个罗马书第十章。
The last time we stopped at Romans chapter 10.
第几节
？What verse？
啊，你们最好是养成一个习惯，没有听这一段以前先念。
Before you come to the meeting, you better read the passage.
所以当我们解释的时候
，So as we expound，
你就可以配合你所念的跟你所想的。以及台上所讲解的之间有关联。
So you can connect it from what you read, what you think, and what's been preached here.
我们上次念到第几节？啊，十五节。
15.
我们到十五节，对不对
？Verse 15.
嗯，若没有，没有，我们上次没有讲到哪边？嗯，我们讲到到第十三节。
Verse 13 actually.
到。OK， 我们现在从第十三节。我念由你们念十四节十五节
Reading from verse 13 onwards
我们再念这两节哈十三节因为凡求告主名的就必得救第十四节然而人未曾信他怎能求他呢未曾听见他怎能信他呢没有传道的怎能听见呢若没有奉差遣怎能传道呢如经上所记报福音传喜信的人他们的脚中何等佳美我再读一次十五节一十四节十五节一二三然而人未曾信他怎能求他呢未曾听见怎能信他呢没有传道怎能听见呢若没有奉差遣怎能传道呢如经上所记报福音传喜信的人他们的脚中何等佳美我们再次低头祷告。
One more time we pray.
主啊，我们恭恭敬敬奉主耶稣基督，就是你圣子圣仆，我们的救主，我们的君王，我们的主，我们的主宰的名，到你的面前，对主说感谢你，你把你的道赐下来，你的道就是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光，你的道就是真理，你的道是永远没有改变的，你的道如同银子炼过七次是洁净的你的道比下地的蜜更甘甜你的道比基督的金金可炫目你的道是活泼的圣言你的道是有关生命近前的真理你的道是永远的道永远长存的道活泼长存的道是至圣的真道我们在你的道里面领受生命因为你的道里面有永恒的生命见证了永生我们感谢你如今求你把你自己的灵赐下来在我们中间引导我们的思想改正我们的观念使我们受光照使我们受启发悟性开通我们回到你的真理面前主啊你听我们的祷告感谢赞美求主垂听给你的仆人当讲的话语你与他同在给讲的翻译的同感一灵把你的真理传讲清楚奉主耶稣基督名我们吩咐撒旦能离开这个地方你不让他在我们中间丝毫搅扰的工作因为他在你里面原则毫无所有
是的
你要把你的得胜赐给我们彰显在这个聚会里面奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求你阿们
阿们
我们上个礼拜在这里谈到我们求告主名
Last year here we are preaching that we are called upon the name of God
这里的求告主名是不是等于我们平常所看见的宗教里面的那种祷告呢
Calling upon is this just the original religious prayer
宗教性是人本性中间的一个很特别的这个性质
Religious nature is the special nature in her humankind
所以人在困难的时候
So in difficulties
在走投无路的时候
When it comes to the end
当我们走进我们的办法我们的能力你没有办法在应付困难的时候
When you exhaust all our ways to deal with difficulties
宗教性的需要就油然而生
So religious nature just comes by itself
所以中国人说呢穷极乎天痛极乎娘
And that's what the Chinese said when it comes to the dead end you call to God when you are so painful you call to the parents
当人走到尽头之后
So when it comes to the dead end
他就知道限制来到、啊、心灵中间有一个不限制的那个可能性对我们说话
So he knows that limitation come to him but yet there is an infiniteness in him talking to him
那个就物限制 有觉悟，有超限制的两种觉悟都在我们里面。
So the two realizations that we are limited, yet we are not limitless, come to us.
当许多人没有觉悟到自己有限制的时候
，When a lot of people do not realize that they are limited,
他常以为自己就是神。
Many times they feel that they are God.
所以有时候你传福音给人的时候
，So sometimes when you preach to people,
他会说呢，大丈夫不靠人，不靠墙。
They say that I'm a great man. I do not depend on anybody.
我不需要天，不怕天，不怕地。
I'm not afraid of heaven or earth.
我不谈神，不谈鬼。
I'm not talking about devils or God.
当他讲这句话的时候
，When I say this statement,
其实他正在告诉你他自己还有办法。
Actually, he's telling you that he has a way.
真的有人不靠天吗？
Is there anyone who doesn't depend on heaven?
真的有人呢，大丈夫不靠人不靠墙吗
？Is there anyone who doesn't depend on anybody at all?
每次有人这么讲的时候，我说是，你不靠人不靠墙，只是生病靠医生，对不对
？I said yes, you don't depend on anybody, but you're sick, you rely on the doctor.
人病得快要死的时候呢
？So before you come to death when you're ill,
他就对医生开门。
Then he opened his heart to a doctor.
人的生命到尽。尽致的时候
，So when the life come to the limited situation，
到了终极的境界的时候
，coming to the ultimacy，
他就开始向门开门，向神开门。
He will start to open his door to God。
某一次时刻呢，宗教性的开唱就是求告主名。
So at a certain moment of our life, the religious nature opens, and that's when we pray to God.
这里的求告主名跟求神拜佛是不一样。
But here, when you call upon God as to pray to Buddhas and idols are different.
求神拜佛是要顺利，是要富饶，是要能够可以的拜这个完全顺利。这个子孙万代兴隆
Because when you pray to idols, you ask for smooth and plain sailing in your life.
所以这个是很普通的自私的宗教观念
This is the ordinary, very selfish religious concept.
但是求告主名就必得救
But when you call upon God, you'll be saved.
这就是知道自己有罪
It is because you need to have a sin.
所以不是以自私的动机去求更大的福气
Not coming from a selfish motive asking for blessings.
乃是清楚知道自己的罪需要上帝的赦免
But knowing that your sin must be forgiven by God.
所以就求告主的名
And then you call upon the name of God.
主啊
Lord.
可怜的我
Have pity on me
Lord 救我
Save me
一个人向神求的时候
So when a man call upon God's name
保罗说呢求告主名就必得救
So when you call upon God you'll be saved
但这里第二层的意思不是像我们这样简单的事情
But then the second level of the meaning is not that simple
因为这本书是罗马人书
Because this is the book of Romans
这本书是写给罗马的人
It's written to Romans
罗马帝国有一个宪法
And the Roman Empire has a law
就是除了凯撒之外你不能称任何人为主
Other than Caesar you cannot call anyone as Lord
你把人当作主来称呼的时候你就是抵挡罗马帝国
If you call humankind as Lord you are going against the Roman Empire
这样这个叛国的罪就临到你身上
Then you are a traitor
这样你就应当被杀被砍头
Then you must be beheaded be killed
所以求告主名等于说呢宣布我要死了
So when you call the name of Lord which means I'm proclaiming condemnation of myself
大胆违背整个罗马的宪法
Because I'm so bold to go against the constitution of the Romans
上个礼拜我们在这一方面下了很大的功夫给大家了解
Last week you expounded very well on this so they understand
对一个罗马公民来说
To a Roman citizen
当他决定求告主耶稣的名
When he wanted to call upon the name of Jesus
他已经达到一个最危险的地方
Which means he reached a very dangerous state
因为求告主名等于说宣布自己一定要受审判
Because to call upon the name of Jesus which means you have to be condemned
但是这种人呢
but this kind of people
也就是做了一个决定
he made a decision
因为他认为信仰基督比活在世界的生命是更有价
because he know that the value to believe in Jesus is much more than the value of life on the earth
他发现了基督的重要性超过人在地上的生命
he find the importance of Jesus has transcend all the values of life
他发现这个信仰的价值过于我这一条在世界上的生命的
And also the value of faith is worth much more than my life on the earth
当一个人看见基督 这是这样的宝贵的时候。
So when a man sees the precious of Jesus,
那看其他一切都像粪土一样的。
And to deem everything as dung.
啊，保罗自己曾经有这样的宣布。
Paul himself has this proclamation.
他说：“当我还没有认识主以前
，Before I know Christ,
我看许多的东西都是很宝贵。
I saw all things as valuable.
如今我认为基督是最宝贵的。
But now I think Christ is the most precious.
相比之下，其他的东西都是粪土。
As compared to him, all others.But dungs.
甚至你从前喜欢买一大堆假的金刚钻。
Just in the past, you like to buy false fake diamonds.
等到有一个很有地位的人求婚，把真正的金刚钻给你的时候。
But when a man proposes to you and buy you a true diamond ring,
你看又大又真。光亮不一样的
See, it's big, it's true, it's a different in glamour.
那你把那些小小的假的来一比，每一个就像沙一样的东西。
So it's compare all the small fake stone is like sand.
你为了这一粒呢，把那些丢掉，你也不感到可惜。
And because of this, you throw away all those things without feeling pity.
因为你有了那真正的金刚钻。
Because you have a true diamond.
当一个人真正认识耶稣的时候
，When a man truly knows Jesus Christ,
就发现基督。所给我们的信仰的真理的价值的时候
Then he knows the true value of the faith coming from Jesus
那么他就认为这才是最大的宝贝
Then I think this is the most precious thing
我要接受这个宝贝
I want to accept this treasure
因为这是真理
Because it is truth
这是信仰
This is the faith
这个信仰不但关系我今生的价值
Not only concern my present life value
影响我永永远远在神面前的生命
But also affect my life to be before God everlastingly
所以你是主啊
That's why he said, Lord,
拯救我吧
save me.
当你看信仰的价值到这个地步的时候
So when you deem the value of this into such state,
人家你敢这么说
How dare you say that?
我死了
You will die, you will die.
你违背罗马帝国的人
You are going to the constitution of the Romans.
你现在是出卖祖国的
Now you are betraying your country.
你现在是要被杀的
Now you must be killed.
他说死也不要紧
Never mind that I die.
因为我这一生呢
Because my life
不是永恒
Not eternal.
但是我信仰的做的是永生的生命
But what I get from it this faith is in the life
所以我既然得了永远的生命
Now I have the eternal life
这暂时的生命算什么呢
And this temporary life what does it count
所以你突然就悟耶稣所讲的那句话
So suddenly you realize what Jesus said
那能杀死你的身体不能杀死你的灵魂的不要怕他
You are not dead which kill the body but not the soul
你把我的身体杀死了
You kill my body
我的灵魂永永远远与主同在
But my soul in the eternity it is with God
这种价值观的改变
With this chain of value concepts
使你生死关头没有惧怕
So that when you face life and death you are not afraid
我想你已经明白了
You understand now
那我呢再给你更明白这句话
Now I have you to understand even more
我们用简单的例子
Very simply
今天有一些的回教徒呢自杀
Some of the Muslims kill themselves.
因为他能杀死仇敌
Only they can kill the enemy.
所以把炸弹炸在放在自己的身上
So they buy themselves with a bomb.
冲到仇敌许多的人群中间
And also rush into the people of the enemies.
他就引爆炸弹把自己炸掉
And they bomb themselves.
那么使仇敌也死
So the enemies are killed too.
为什么他这么勇敢的
Why say they're so courageous?
你为什么敢这样死呢
Why say you're so brave to die?
我死了我就到永恒那里去
He said because I die I go to Eternity.
我为上帝这样炸死人，我有在天堂有很多的赏赐。
And I die for the sake of God, I have many rewards in heaven.
所以他那种信仰
，so that kind of faith,
就有一点像我们今天要讲的这个信仰。
It's like what we're going to preach today.
但是不同的地方在哪里
？But the difference is,
他为了杀人自杀，不是为了救人自杀。
They murder because they kill themselves if kill others.
而且他相信这种死是上帝要他这样死。
They believe that death is what God demands.
那在我们的圣经里面没有这样的事情。
But in the Bible, never.
所以勇敢可嘉，但是呢，姿色跟圣经的教训完全不一样。
Yes, they have to be praised for their courageousness, but then their example is different from biblical truth.
有一个西方的记者问一个要自杀的，这是回教。
There was a journalist, Western journalist, they asked one who is about to commit this type of killing.
他说：“你真的相信死了你就上天堂吗
？”Do you truly believe that when you are killed, you go to heaven?
他说：“是的。
”Of course, I believe.
根据我的信仰
，According to my faith,
我如果圣战里面牺牲自己
，In this jihad, if I were to kill myself,
天上有许多的美女等我去享受。
All the beautiful ladies are there for me to enjoy.
那这不是圣经我们基督教的信仰。
This is not a Christian truth.
所以这样的求告主名，不是为了要杀人。
So when you call on him, it's not because you want to kill.
求告主名就必得救，是最后自己会死。
You call upon the name of God so that you can be saved, but you must die first.
为什么死都甘愿呢？
Why is that he's willing to die?
因为这个信仰太有价值。
Because this faith is so valuable.
因为这个信仰太尊贵。
It is so precious.
我在这个信仰里面得到永远的福分。
In this faith, I have eternal blessings.
主啊，我求告。
Lord, I call on you.
主啊，求你赦免我的。
Lord, forgive my sins.
这种信仰就是带来杀生之祸，我也不怕。
And I'm not, I couldn't tell us this is what brings me death.
所以这个求告主名跟求神拜佛、自私盼望得到好报没有。
So this kind of calling on God and those who are so selfless asking for blessing from Buddhas are different.
啊，这个这个求告主名。
But this kind of calling on God's name.
跟普遍肤浅的福音派所讲的，你叫耶稣的名，你就比他就不一样的。
As to other evangelicals teaching you that you cry out, cry out, cry, it's different.
因为这个求告主名呢。
Because calling on His name.
清楚知道信仰的价值而求告主名。
Because you call out because you truly know the value of faith.
所以你明白。这个意义的时候，
所以 truly know the significance，
你不禁就不被捆绑在字句肤浅的意思里面。
So when you read the Bible, you're not bound by the letters，
你就进了深奥的信仰的价值的里面。
But you enter into the profundity of the value of faith。
这一点我想大家已经清楚了。
So you're clear with this verse。
那么接下去保罗呢，不是单单停到这里就结束了。
Continue your part, not stop here。
求告主名就必得救，求告主名就必得救。
Call on His name, you'll be saved. Call on His name, you'll be saved。
你称耶稣为主。你被杀不要紧，你只要有信仰，你就被得救。
You call Jesus as Lord, you'll be killed, never mind, because you'll be saved.
保罗在这里就问一个问题的。
Paul asked a question here.
人如果不信他，怎么求他？
If you do not believe in him, how can you call on him?
所以这句话有两重很大的意思。
So two levels of meaning.
第一件意思是什么？
The first,
你不是跟人随便求告主。
You are not casually calling, calling to others what they do.
他信我也信。
Because he believes I follow.
他求我也求。
So he called, I'll call.
不是的。
No.
那你为什么求告主名？
Why is that he called his name?
你里面有了真正的信仰，你才求告主名。
Because in you there's a true faith, and that's why you call upon his name.
这样的信仰成为求告主名的根基。
So the faith becomes the foundation for you to call his name.
这是每一个人亲自要做决定的。
So everyone got to make a personal decision on this.
别人信，别人求。
Other believe, others call.
你不信，你不要求。
You don't believe, you don't call.
别人信，别人称耶稣为主。
Other believe, other acknowledge Christ Jesus as Lord.
你不信，你不必称耶稣为主。
If you don't believe, you don't call him as Lord.
所以这45年我传道的时候。
So for this 45 years when I'm teaching,
我常常强调一件事情。
Many times I emphasize on this.
你不要随便信耶稣。
Do not simply believe in Jesus.
那我有信不可以吗？
So I want to believe. Can I?
不是不可以。
Not that you can.
你可以信。
You can believe.
你不可以糊里糊涂随便信。
But you cannot simply and casually believe in.
你不可以跟人信。
You cannot follow others to believe.
但是
But then,
你虽然不可以随便信。
Even though you cannot casually believe in him,
你更不可以跟着人随便不信。
All the more you cannot casually follow other people not to believe.
信的也知道你为什么信。
So when you believe, you know what you believe.
不信的也知道你为什么不信。
And if you don't believe, you must know why you don't believe.
信的不比不信的更好。
Because to believe is not better than not believing.
因为我们都是罪人。
Because we are all sinners.
所以你信的不是比不信更好吗？
So is it to believe is better than not to believe?
不一定。
Or not necessarily.
如果你糊里糊涂，不知道原理，不信而随便求告主名，你的信就没有价值。
Because if you believe and call upon him without the understanding, there's no value in your calling.
所以那些诚诚实实反对上帝的。
So those honestly oppose God,
比那些糊里糊涂信上帝的哪一个好啊？
As compared to whom those just follow people to believe, who is better?
我问你啊，哪一个好啊？
Who is better?
如果你说不信的好，也不好意思说。
You see, not so good to say that those who are not believing is better.
如果你说糊里糊涂信的，也就怕讲错
了。And also those who casually to believe is wrong.
我告诉你啊，糊里糊涂信的。
So those who don't believe truly,
从来没有办法为信仰负责任。
They will never be responsible for their faith.
但是那些诚诚实实不信的。
But those who truly disbelieve,
至少他会负责任。 对你说为什么他不信。
At least they are responsible to answer you why they do not believe.
这就是我不敢轻看非基督徒所发的问题的原因。
And that's why I cannot dishonor those are true questions coming from non-Christians.
We have to respect all the questions, even from non-Christians.
从这个非基督徒问的问题，我们要尊重他们。
Because if they are honest.Honest in seeking and to understand the word of God.
如果他们很诚实的要追求要明白神的话语的话
，we should appreciate everybody's freedom.
我们应该尊重他们的自由。
所以那些不信上帝的人
，so those who don't believe in Jesus,
如果他信仰有困难
，if they are difficulty in the believing,
许多的怀疑
，they have many doubts,
以至于他的诚实是追求真理的路上遇到拦阻。
So they honestly in the seeking they find hindrances.
我们也应当为他解除拦阻。
We also must solve the problems.
应当尊重他所发的问题。
And respect the questions.
所以不信主的人
，so those who don't believe,
我告诉你不必太急信。
Do not be too hasty in believing.
已经信主的人
Those that believe
不必太高兴你信了
Do not be too happy because you believe.
因为如果你乱信
Because you believe in our understanding
你就比那还不信的人更糟糕
As compared to those who do not believe is worse.
那些不信的人不是不信
Those who are not believing yet, not because they don't believe.
是到现在还没有信。
It is until now they have not believed.
还没有信的。
And those who have not believed,
真正寻求的。
But truly seeking,
如果他有一天信的时候
，If one day they believe,
他就会比这些糊里糊涂、什么都不明白、也以为自己早就信而很骄傲的人更好一点点。
They will be like slightly better than those who believe without understanding and still proud because they believe.
这是我做传道的这个心态。
This is my mentality as a preacher.
所以一个糊涂基督徒自以为自己已经信了就乱来的人我是看不起
A Christian without understanding that they believe I despise them.
那些还没有信却很诚实追求遇到困难把困难诚实讲出来我是很尊重
But I respect those who are not believe but yet truly bring out the difficulties in not believing.
因为他们把信跟求告接连起来
Because they make connection with this believing and calling.
我如果还没有信呢叫我求告什么呢
？If I have not believed, how to whom I call on?
我如果还没有信，你叫我受洗做什么
？If I have not believed, why should you ask me to be baptized?
有基督徒的女儿，人家来求婚的时候
，And for the Christian's daughter, when people propose to her,
做妈妈的她受洗，我才把你嫁给她。
And the mother will say that when you are baptized, I will marry my daughter to you.
如果你没有受洗，我的女儿会不会嫁给你、啊、
？You are not baptized, my daughter will not marry you.
那么这个男孩子看着女孩子这么漂亮，她受洗就是头草色一点不要紧。
And this man said that, well, she's so beautiful.Just baptized to be wet with hair, it's okay.
他就受洗，受洗，受洗，好像剃头发点一点水一样的。
So then he got to be baptized.
或者进了进就进吧。
Or to be immersed.
其实他没有信。
But actually he did not believe.
那这种人就是我刚才讲的糊里糊涂乱信的人。
And these are those people who believe without understanding.
那么为了满足这个未来的岳母的要求
，just to add this, satisfy the request coming from the future mother-in-law,
可以娶到他要娶的老婆。
And in order to marry the wife he wants,
他就洗一洗。弟进一进
Let me be baptized, be immersed.
以后呢，泡上风，快点吃药就好了。
And then to kill my cold. That's it because of baptism.
等到洗礼证拿到的时候
，So after I got a certificate of baptism,
管你岳母不岳母
，I don't care whether your mother in law or not.
管你信仰不信仰
，whether faith or no faith.
老婆是我的，你要做什么
？Now it's my wife. What can you do?
他就不到教会里面来。
So he never comes to church anymore.
欺骗岳母，欺骗妻子，欺骗上帝。
So deceiving the mother in law, deceiving the wife, deceiving God.
这样的信徒要来做什么？
Why do you want this kind of Christian?
宁可你是一个诚诚实实的怀疑者。
It's better that you are true skeptics.
但你因为有困难，实实在在追求真理。
But because you're different, yet you seek the truth truly.
等你真正信以后
，So when you truly believe later on,
你再结婚也不要紧。
Then only you get married is okay.
迟结婚不要紧。大家说一二三，很不好意思讲哈。
Rather than get this married later,
迟结婚不要紧。
Rather than to get married later, it's okay.
清清楚楚结婚。
But you married clearly.
你迟一点信有什么问题呢
？If you believe late, it's okay.
只要你真正明白，你才信。
But only truly you believe because you understand.
否则呢，你随便来对待这样。 严肃的宗教问题。
If not to this very solemn religious question, how can you deal it so carefully?
你以后就每天用眼泪来洗脸。
Then later on, you will just wipe your face with the tears.
所以保罗在这里说什么呢？
See what Paul says?
人若不信，怎么求？
If a person doesn't believe, how can he call on to him?
这是第一层的意义。
The first level is the meaning.
第二层的意义是什么？
And the second,
信仰是祷告的基础。
First is the foundation of God's prayer.
请你注意，你说我们大家祷告
，Let us pray.
有很多人的祷告是出于自私
，A lot of people pray because of selfishness.
有的人祷告是出于怀疑
，And some because of doubtfulness.
有的人祷告是出于不信
，Pray because of disbelief.
所以他一直祷告，一直祷告。
So they pray and pray.
因为他根本不相信上帝会做事情。
Because he doesn't believe that God will act.
好像他祷告以后呢，上帝才会做工，否则呢，上帝就不能做事。
As if after his prayer, only God will start to work.
那么你说有这样的事吗？
You said such a thing, yes.
林恩派就有一首诗歌。
The Charismatic have a song.
我祷告动摇上帝的手。
A prayer moved the hand of God.
所以呢，他的上帝懒惰的办事不做工的。
So his God is lazy, never work.
所以这个林恩派的人说，我动摇你去做工，去做工，上帝啊，我忘记了，谢谢你，谢谢。
So the Charismatic will say that I moved the hand of God, then realize I, oh, I forgot to work, now I work.
变成他提醒上帝做工。
So which he reminds God to work.
那么这种人以为是我的功劳，连上帝都是我给他闹钟，他才醒。
These are people feel that they have married on God because I'm a alarm clock so that God is waking up to work.
有一次我听个老人家对着小孩子讲一句话。
There was one I heard an old
man say to the son. 你知道不知道公鸡为什么早上会啼呢？
Do you know why the cockatoos are crow in the morning?
就小孩子，公鸡就是本来会啼才叫公鸡。
So of course the cockatoos will crow.
鸡会啼嘛。
Of course, the cockatoo will crow.
母鸡也不会啼，就是公鸡才会啼。
And the mother hen will not.
为什么好问的？
哦、oh, ，What's that question then?
这个老人家不是的，你知道不知道公鸡为什么早上会啼的
？And this old man said that you know what? I'm not asking that, but you know why cockatoos crow in the morning?
这个老人家在讲幽默的话。
Actually, he is talking something humor.
这个孩子说，我不知道，我不懂，你讲了。
The son said, I don't know. You better tell me.
这老人家说什么
？And this old man said,
很多鸡以为它不啼，太阳不会上来。
Because a lot of the cow that said that they would not this are crow, the sun would arise.
这些鸡想，我如果不提太阳，怎么会上来呢？
And because it said that if never
太阳就上来
了。I never crow, then the sun never rises. Because I do that, it rises.
是我叫它上来的。
I awake it up.
我告诉你，那样的上帝不是上帝。
That's how God is not God.
所以我求告主名。
Because when I call upon His name,
主就救我。
Then he will save me.
是我信他，
so I believe in him.
才能拯救。
Then only he can save me.
是我祷告。
Because I pray.
他能赦免我的罪。
Then only he can forgive my sin.
是我比他更重要。
It is me who is more important than him.
保罗说不是的。
Paul said no.
如果你不信，
if you don't believe,
你怎么会祷告？
How can you pray?
所以基督教的祷告跟外教的祷告是不一样。
So the prayer of Christianity is different from the pagans.
外教人的祷告，
the pagans' prayer.
是我心愿要什么，盼望他的神听他的话，替他。
Because I have a self desire, wanting what, and a prayer to God, hope that that God will accomplish that wish.
一个真基督徒的祷告。
But a true Christian's prayer.
因为明白上帝的真理，知道这个道的奥秘，把它照着神的心意来，把自己的心与神的心配合。来祷告他。
Because truly you know the profundity of God's word and according to His will, you pray and according to His will, then you pray.
怪不得很多极端灵恩派的人。
And that's why some of the extreme charismatics.
他们祷告 no.
They pray and pray and pray.
盼望上帝听他的。
They hope that God will listen to him.
等到上帝借助他的仆人讲到了，他们不听上帝的。
But later on through the Son of God preaching to them, they never listen.
哦，敬拜赞美唱。
Debra, this is
a
prayer and pray loudly also.
唱完了。
After that,
祷告完了。
After prayer, after singing,
很累了，坐下来了。
They're so tired and sit down.
因为唱一个钟头了。
Because they sang for 1 hour.
现在讲到时间来了。
Now the time of preaching.
他说我敬拜赞美完了嘛，已经敬拜完了，赞美完了。
So I finished my prayer, I finished my praises.
现在轮到什么？
Now what?
轮到牧师呱呱叫，让他去叫。
So it's the time for the pastor to talk.
所以这种基督徒是上帝啊。我一叫你就听，我一唱你就听，你讲说我不必听。
So this type of Christian is that I sing, you listen, I pray, you listen, you talk, I never listen.
你看见没有？
So you see,
他既然不是要听，
because he doesn't want to listen.
他怎么明白上帝的心意？
How can I understand the will of God?
不明白上帝的心意。
If he doesn't understand the mind of God,
怎样照着上帝的引导去祷告呢？
How can he pray according to God's guidance?
所以保罗说不行的。
Paul said no.
你若不信，怎能求告他？
If you don't believe, how can you call on him?
这句话告诉我们的。
So here the statement says,
信仰以后我们才祷告。
Only after you have faith then you pray.
祷告是根据我们的信仰的基础。
So you pray with the foundation of your belief.
一个人对真理了解得很高深很丰富的时候，
If one truly abundantly understands the truth,
他的祷告是很正确也是很感人。
Then his prayer is correct and touch people's heart.
一个人对真理的了解很肤浅很多差错的时候，
If one misunderstands the truth or do not understand it deep enough,
他的祷告不过是彰显自己的愚昧自己的肤浅。
Then his prayer only but manifests his shallowness his stupidity.
所以保罗在这里说，你若没有信你怎能求告。
And that's the point he said, if you don't believe how can you call up his name?
信仰是你祷告的基础。
Faith is the foundation of a prayer.
你把耶稣基督主祷文做一个比喻。
If you were to make an illustration about the Lord's Prayer,
他不是乱叫主啊主啊，
He did not just cry Lord Lord.
他说我在天上的父，
My Father who is in heaven.
他清楚信仰到以我神的关系是父跟儿女之间的关系。
He knows that his relationship with God is father and children's relationship, this kind of relationship that he has.
因为这个信仰他到上帝面前，
Because of this faith he comes before God.
是儿女的权柄对父祈求。
The children have this privilege to pray to their parents.
而这个父不是地上的父。
And this father is not earthly father.
这个父是天上的。
It's a heavenly father.
我来向你祷告。
So I come to pray to you.
这个信仰就用祷告表达出来。
So that this faith is manifested through prayer.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be thy name.
我知道你是圣父圣子圣灵。
I know you are God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
你的位分你的名字是神圣的。
And also your name, your position is hallowed.
我已经认识你了。
I know you.
但是世界上人不认识你。
But the people of the world doesn't know you.
我求你是世人都认识你是圣洁。
Lord, I pray that the whole world know that you are holy.
所以这个已经包含了他的信仰要分享与人。
So including you want to share his faith with others.
是世界上的以他一样尊主为圣。
So the people of the world will share his faith and also pray in that manner.
愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
That way on earth as it is in heaven.
这个表示信仰里面知道神有永恒的旨意在天上从来没有受到拦阻，在地上人拦阻上帝。
We know that his faith upon heaven is never being hindered by the earth, his faith is being hindered by people on the earth.
求你的旨意在地上没有受到拦阻。
So let your will upon the earth is not hindered.
如同已经行在天上。
Like it is being practiced in heaven.
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
这里都是宣示最大的国度的君王。
That he is the king of the greatest kingdom.
所以这个祷告出来的时候，
So when you pray in this manner,
就是凭着他真正合乎神启示的信仰所产生出来的一个果效。
Then it is the result of prayer coming from true faith.
所以呢，祷告是信仰的表达。
So this prayer is the manifestation of faith.
你一定要清楚知道这个原则。
So you must know this principle.
否则你热心参加祷告会，
If not, if you are so firmly attending prayer meetings,
不是根据神的启示，
But not pray according to God's revelation,
不是照着上帝的旨意，
Not pray according to God's will,
你是照着你的自私，
But according to your own selfishness,
照着你临时的需要，
Your own need,
照着你困难的时候急迫的心情，
And also the urgency in your difficulties,
你来利用上帝。
Yeah, you want to utilize God.
出于信心的求告，
So the prayer that comes from true faith,
跟出于不懂真理的自私的宗教性来祷告，
And as coming from the religious nature of selfishness that you pray,
是很不一样。
It's different.
那这样你可以分出来了。
So now you can discern.
谁的祷告在神的旨意里面？
Whose prayer is in the will of God?
谁的祷告是在自己的意念？
Whose prayer is their own mind?
祷告到最高峰的时候，
When it comes to the climax of prayer,
就像耶稣在克西马尼园所讲，
Like Jesus upon the Gethsemane, he said,
不是照我的意思，
Not according to my will,
乃是照你的意思。
But thy will be done.
你的意思要成全。
Your thy will be done.
不是成全我的意思。
Not to accomplish my will.
我们今天祷告是求上帝照我的意思做事呢， 或者祷告的时候盼望自己成全上帝的旨意。
In a prayer today that we want to God accomplish God's will or that God accomplish our wish to accomplish His will.
你看见没有？
You see?
所以这样呢，先信后求。
So you first believe, then only you call.
这样你清楚回到第一段我对你们讲的了。
So you now understand the first passage.
你如果还没有信心，
If you do not have faith yet,
你不必表明你需要救恩。
You do not manifest that you need the salvation.
如果你还不明白，
If you do not understand,
你不必随便受洗对人家说我已经是基督徒。
You don't have to better and proclaim that you are not a Christian.
当你求告主，
But when you call upon God's name,
你知道这个信仰太宝贝。
You know this faith is precious.
你求告主名的时候，
When you call upon His name,
预备被杀头也甘愿。
You are prepared even to be killed.
求告主名的时候，
So when you call upon His name,
真明白神的道、神的心意、神的计划，照着他的启示的来祷告。
You truly know upon His will, His plan, according to His will, that you pray.
所以求告主名跟信的关系就接得很完美了。
So it is being integrated as a whole to call upon His name and the faith.
先求后信，
so
或者先信后求呢？
So you pray first before you believe, or you believe after you pray.
哪一个？
Which one come first?
先信后求，对不对呢？
First believe and then you pray.
但是这里呢是先提到求。
But here he first mentioned about calling.
这是人的看法。
But that's man's view.
保罗说，哦，你求了。
Or Paul said, you have a call upon his name now.
你求彼得救哈。
So you call upon him to be saved.
如果你没有信，怎么会求呢？
But if you don't have faith, how can you call?
保罗不是从果效来看灵性。
Paul doesn't see spirituality from result.
他教导基督徒从果子的后面看，你到底根基是什么？
But he teaches that from the result, you want to see that behind what is the foundation.
你的种子是什么？
What is the seed?
如果你的种子是信仰，
If the seed is faith,
信产生求的果子，
faith produces the fruit of prayer,
这就正确了。
That's right.
这个基督徒就对了。
Then you are right Christian.
你说好，我现在明白了。
You say, I understand now.
但我信嘛。
But I believe.
所以我求嘛。
So as I call
upon him, 我不信。
If I don't believe,
我就不会求。
I won't call.
因为信。
Because I believe,
我求。
And I call.
因为我得救了嘛。
So I'm saved.
所以上帝能救我，因为我信。
So God can save me because I believe.
所以如果我不信，上帝也没有办法。
So if I don't believe God, no way out.
你现在呢？一方面求，因为你肯死。
So one, you call upon God because you are prepared to die.
你说因为我信，所以我能求。
So you say I believe, and that's why I can pray.
我信嘛。
I believe because of that.
保罗不要停在这。
Paul will not stop here.
你看保罗是一个很尖锐的思想家。
See, Paul is a very sharp thinker.
他知道人会败坏到一个地步，以自己为中心建立。人罪人自己的功劳。
He sees that the fallenness of man is that they will use themselves as center, using their merit to establish their faith.
保罗说你信吗？
Paul said, you believe?
Yes,
I believe.
你如果没有听到，你怎么会信呢？
If you have not heard the gospel, how can you believe?
所以呢，第二跟第三件的关系要连起来。
So the connection of the second and third now coming into being.
主啊，我信。
Well, I believe.
你什么信？
Well, what kind of belief?
就是像佛教徒那样信嘛？
That is Buddhist.
像印度教徒那么信。
That is Hindu.
我信。
I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe.
信，你根据什么信呢？
According to what I believe.
因为我信。
Because I believe.
上帝说不。
God said no.
你若不听到，你怎能信呢？
If you don't listen to the gospel, how can you believe?
第二件跟第三件怎么连起来？
So how to make connection of second and third?
你的信。
Your belief.
也应当成为道。所结的果子
must be also the result or the fruit of the faith.
请你注意听
or the truth.
如果你没有听到
if you not heard the truth,
那主啊，我信你。
Lord, I believe in you.
主会问你。
Lord will ask you.
你的信的根基是什么？
What is the foundation of believing?
我的信的根基就是自信心。
My foundation of my belief is my self confidence.
根基我的自信心。
According to my self confidence, I believe in belief.
这就是灵恩派另外一个毛病。
There's another problem with the charismatics.
什么毛病呢？
What problem?
他们要医病的时候。
When they want to heal.
他说你要信一定会好。
Only believe you'll be healed.
你信一定会好。
Believe and you'll be healed.
那么呢，这些人说我信一定会好。主啊我信一定会好。
They say that I believe, I believe, I must be healed.
那你问他是根据什么信呢？
Based on what you believe, you ask.
根据我的信吗？
Because of my belief.
所以你的信心是建立在你的自信心上面。
So your belief is founded upon your self-confidence.
Based on your own self-confidence. 就是这个 have faith in faith。
所以是因信与自于信，
这个不是，不是在建立在信心上的信心啊，这个建立在自信心上的信心。
So when you build the faith upon your self-confidence，
这个到底跟罗马书第一章 from faith to faith 一样不一样？
As compared to the from faith to faith of Romans chapter 1 is it the same？
No， from faith to faith 是神的普遍恩惠跟神的特殊恩惠之间的关联。
Because from faith to faith in Romans is the connection of general grace and special grace。
我用四次讲那一句话。
And I spent four sessions talk on that。
你们回去看第一章的。
So you go back to chapter 1。
但是这里不是 from faith to faith。
By here is not from faith to faith，
就是 faith in faith，
faith in faith。
我信什么？
I believe in what？
我不是信上帝，
not believing in God，
是信我的信心应该可信的。
But believing the believing nature or being worthiness of my belief，
my faith can be believed。
我的信心是可信的。
I can trust my faith in my own faith，
我可以相信我自己信心里面的信心。
我的我的信心的根基。
So my faith becomes the foundation of my own faith。
不可以的。
No。
为什么呢？
Why？
因为你的这个自信心呢？
Because your self-confidence
是犯罪以后的信心。
It is the self-confidence after you have sinned，
是根据罪性里面的一种信念产生。
It's coming to the conviction coming from the sinful nature。
很可怜。
It's so pitiful。
二十多年前
20 years ago，
在 Florida 一个牧师，
in Florida there was a preacher，
他的马可福音第十六章告诉我们，
he said Mark the 16th says，
信的人必有神迹随着他们，
those who believe have miracles following them，
他们虽然吃了毒药也不会死，
when they take the poison they won't be killed，
他们给蛇咬了也不会死，
being bitten by the serpent they won't be killed，
他们就训练一些人拿几条毒蛇来，
so they train some people to bring poisonous sticks，
我们就有信心，
when you have faith，
我们现在来
Come，
让肚子咬我们。
Let the serpent to bite you。
结果呢？
Finally，
一大堆人就给咬了，就死了。
They were bitten and they were killed。
那死了他是怎么样
？After that， what did they say？
这些死的都是没有信心。
These people who die have no faith。
那些人给蛇咬是他叫的。
So these people being bitten by the snakes， but they asked him to do。
那给肚子咬死他是他们没有信心。
So when they're being bitten and were killed， they said that they have no faith。
你不能用这样的方法来，你只要信你会得到医治。
Other people say， come believe and you'll be healed。
我相信我会得到医治，我相信我会得到医治。结果没有得到。
And these people come and say， I believe， and finally they're not healed。
那么这些牧师怎么讲？
And what the pastor said？
你信心不够。
Because you have not enough faith。
你没有信心，所以你病还在身上。
You have no faith and that's why you're still ill。
你要有更大的信心。
You must have greater faith。
更大的信心。
So I must have a greater measure of faith。
更大的信心跟刚才不够大的信心分别在哪里？
So what's the difference？Of greater faith and lesser faith，
分别在自己把信心弄大一点。
So you make yourself have a bigger faith。
所以这个叫做把信心建立在自己的已经犯罪的信心上面。
So you have faith in your own faith in sin。
You have faith based on your sinful faith。那有罪的信心上再建立信心，还是要有罪的根基。
So you have built your faith in your sinful faith， that is your sinful faith。
所以保罗在这里提出很重要的原则。
Paul mentioned a very important principle here。
你有没有听到？你怎么会信呢？
If you are not heard the truth， how can you believe？
宋尚杰医病的时候，
Dr. Dong Song when he healed，
他有人听他讲27次道理，一天三次，七天以后他才为病人祷告。
He want people to listen to him 21 time， 7 days of preaching， 3 times a day， they know you're healed。
每一次的聚会三个钟头，
So 3 hours for every session， you know，
那些盼望病的医治的，
So those who hope to be healed in the sickness，
第一天听从神创造的耶稣基督再来，整个道理都完整的听进去。
So from the first day until the last day, from the creation until coming of Jesus Christ, they heard the complete truth.
7 days of meeting.
7 days of meeting after they completed.
最后一天，
the last day,
送上去不是为病人祷告。
Dr. Dong Song will pray for the sick.
许多的人都是医治。
And a lot of people are healed.
因为他们已经在上帝的话语里面得到了真正信仰的根基。
Because upon the word of God, they have built the true foundation.
主啊，我信。
Lord, I believe.
因为你这么说。
Because you say so.
主啊，我顺从。
Lord, I obedient.
因为你这么吩咐。
Because you command so.
主啊，我知道。
Lord, I know.
因为你晓谕我们。
Because you revealed to us.
你愿意把自己的道在圣经里面启示给我们。 Bible.
Because you want to reveal your word upon to us upon the Bible.
所以你看基督教的信仰。
So the faith of Christianity
是建立在道的根基上。
Is built upon the foundation of the Logos.
不是建在犯罪以后人的自信心的观念上。
Not upon the sinful conviction after we sin.
说我信这天地是你所造。
Don't I believe heaven and earth is created by you?
说我信历史是你掌管的。
Lord, I believe you are in control of history.
我信时候到你差遣你儿子到世界上。
I know that when the time comes, you send your son to the world.
我信你圣洁的儿子，无罪的救主，是得胜魔鬼，也为我在十字架上打败撒旦。
I know your holy son who has surpassed Satan upon the cross, he has defeated Satan.
我信上帝。
I believe God.
天父的父。
And the Almighty God, the one who created heaven and earth.
我信我主耶稣基督。
I believe my Lord Jesus Christ.
上帝的独生子。
And God's only Son.
就是童贞以受圣灵感孕而生在世上。
And conceived by the Holy Spirit, born by the Virgin Mary.
拯救比拉多手下撒旦。
When Pontius Pilate, he was condemned.
我信他死埋葬以后又复活。
I believe there was killed, he was buried and resurrected.
我信他如今。
I believe now he is upon the heaven. What's their belief say? Because this is the word of God. So your faith is building upon the word of God. It's important. That kind of faith.
是听到的结果。
It is the result of your listening to the word of God.
我请问你啊
，I want to ask you.
你们这两年半听罗马书，听听了你的信心也没增加。
What is two and a half years after hearing Romans, have your faith been built up?
有的举手，有的举手。
Raise your hand if you're increasing your faith.
你感觉来这里听了越来越不信的，请举手。
Then you are becoming disbelieving after you heard that. Raise your hand.
昨天晚上
，Last night，
有一个姐妹在台北。
There was a sister in Taipei.
她的唐牧师啊
，He said, Reverend Tom，
我本来不信。
Actually, I do not believe in the Lord.
后来某某人请我去听你讲希伯来书。
But so and so invited me to listen to the Hebrew exposition.
我就斜着眼观望。
So I look in this manner to listen to our sermons.
看看这个老人家要讲什么。
To see that what kind of message this old man want to put.